Good morning. It's 10th of June. Our New Testament reading today is James chapter 5. I'm going to read to you from Brother Neville Smart once again. And this section deals with verses 7 to 11 of chapter 5. I read, "Be patient unto the coming of the Lord." The Greek word parousia normally signifies a visible presence. In secular usage at the time, it was employed in referring to state visits by the emperor, and thus has associations of dignity and grandeur. Jesus used it three times in Matthew 24 of his own coming in glory. That's in verses 27, 37 and 39. And this in reply to a question from his disciples, which showed their own preoccupation with the event as marking the culminating point in the outworking of God's purpose. Paul, Peter and John all use the word in the same sense in Thessalonians and Peter and John's epistles. And there is no doubt that in James' own passage, which has a number of other points in common with Matthew 24, the meaning is essentially the same. Indeed, the whole passage is dominated by the thought of the coming of the Lord in judgment. To this event, then, the faithful followers of the Lord are urged to look forward as to the conclusive resolution of their sorrows. An analogy from agricultural life is cited to encourage them. "Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain." As the husbandman waited and had long patience for the precious fruit of the earth, literally it means was long-suffering over it, so must the brethren be prepared to suffer steadfastly and faithfully the oppressions of the rich, in patient expectation of the coming of their Lord from heaven. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. The coming of the Lord is at hand. We shall better understand the significance of this statement if we first consider the use of the identical expression at hand in the Gospels, where it is associated with the kingdom of God. In the absolute sense, this kingdom is a world empire subject to the righteous rule of the Lord's anointed and his saints, and permeated by the glory of the Lord, a kingdom set up by the God of heaven following the breakup of human kingdoms, and which shall never be destroyed. A kingdom in which men shall beat their swords into ploughshares and their spears into pruning hooks, in which they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, in which the vision of God shall be enlarged, and men shall walk gladly in his paths, and the communion of the saints with him in love shall be free and uninhibited. To the establishment of this kingdom, the faithful ones of all ages have looked, and for its consolations they have yearned. And when John the Baptist and Jesus and his disciples came preaching that the time was fulfilled and the kingdom at hand, most, if not all, of their hearers believed that they were living on the eve of its institution. And we know how strongly the disciples themselves were initially committed to this view. But Jesus did not there and then establish the kingdom, nor has he even yet done so. But that kingdom will come in the time and manner of God's choosing, and let us wait for it with patience till he come. Thank you for listening.